A prophetic warning for October and beyond. Diddy and the Cultural Demon. The most demonic sermon exposed. And Pastor Troy Brewer reveals the significance of the Hebrew year 5785. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. Amanda Grace's prophetic October warning. In a recent live stream, Amanda Grace gave a prophetic word that she believes the Lord placed on her heart for what is yet to happen in the coming days. She says, "The Spirit of the Lord this day, what they plot around the time of October phase two for the Red Flood, Israel, be sober-minded and vigilant, for those within your cabinets have given information to proxies. A multi-city attack has been plotted in other countries." She goes on to give a lot more details here, but another thing that I want to point out is that not only does Amanda Grace give a warning to pray for Jerusalem against this dragon, but also she gives a spiritual insight for America as well. "Nations have cast lots for the destruction of America and its leadership, and those nations have sweetened the pot now for the wicked to go one more time to around the mountain." Now, if you want to go read more about this, and you can actually click this link within the article to watch the full video where Amanda shares this word, go to charismanews.com, and I'll have the links in the description so that you can read each of these articles that I talk about here. Now, Isaiah Saldivar, did he uncover the most blasphemous sermon in America? In a new video, Isaiah Saldivar reacted to what just may be one of the worst messages ever to come from behind a pulpit. A pastor at a Presbyterian church gave a message to her congregants that if Jesus was walking the earth right now, she believes he would help the pro-choice cause. Now, you can see more of what he says there and about this this blasphemous message from the pastor. He also comments that this is not a church. It is a demonic temple. We've seen the United Methodist churches that are ordaining drag queens. I don't know how you get down the road of being this deceived and demonized. Clearly, there's spiritual forces at work. Clearly, there's a demonic agenda. Clearly, there's a demonic spirit motivating this lady. So definitely check out this article and more of what Isaiah Saldivar has to say. This article right here is written by Harbingers Daily, and the secular world is cheering for the arrival of the Man of Lawlessness. Now, this is a commentary about the Olympics in Paris, France, that happened earlier this year, and how they seem to, let's just read it here. "A godless globalist extravaganza. Of course, I refer to the 2024 Olympics in Paris, France. Much has been written about them. They opened with a rider on a white horse seeming to announce the arrival of the Antichrist. The organizers, and not the athletes, seem to cheer him on. Clearly, the brains behind the outfit are a bunch of one-worlders who see the world as a global entity. They see us hurtling towards a sinister agenda." Now, you can read all of the commentary here that Harbingers Daily has put there. But it is gaining a lot of attention. And there's a lot of interesting symbolism that we've talked about from the Olympics opening and closing ceremonies even. Now, a prophetic warning on Diddy and the Cultural Demon. Prophetic voice Joseph Z has shared a word that he got back in May of 2023 about the celebrity and his influence in the culture. Z says, "I'm seeing all of this stuff transpire. You're seeing this picture with these guys, and this cultural demon is raising its head." He goes on to explain a lot more. Again, the links are in the description here. "The Spirit of the Lord is also bringing great strength, breaking shackles. Let me tell you something. This P. Diddy narrative, false flag, is real. What's going on, but it's a false flag." So there's some things you need to kind of understand about that, because he says, "So why would this be used as a distraction? What's going on in one place that's trying to keep our attention away from what's really going on?" Z says, "I believe the Lord wants to show people what's really going on, what's really happening." So you can, again, read the article and watch the word given by Joseph Z in this article. The link's in the description. Now, here our top story right now. Pastor Troy Brewer breaks down the prophetic significance of the Hebrew year 5785. And it's a very interesting sermon. I listened to it in preparation for this. Pastor Brewer believes that this year holds a specific and significant meaning for both individual believers and the broader body of Christ, calling it a season marked by grace, redemption, and transformation. God speaks differently to the nations and his covenant people through the celestial markers, like the sun and the moon. He says that the sun always biblically is seen as masculine. The moon is always biblically seen as feminine. Central to Brewer's message is the number 85. And he talks about the Hebrew letters that make up that word, or that number 85, the pay and the hay. He goes into great detail about the breath of God and grace. And these are two things that you really want to understand. And I definitely recommend reading the article and watching the full message, because it actually has blessed me quite a bit, knowing that the breath of God can change so many things and walk in our purpose. He says, a big part of the hay, or the emphasis on the number five in the word of God, has to do with repentance and grace. The grace of God to be able to repent. Grace is not God forgiving us. It's the difference between rescuing a girl from trafficking and setting the girl up for success in life. The rescue is the redemption, but setting her up for life is the grace. And Brewer sees 5785 as a prophetic year, deeply connected to biblical symbols and principles of grace, redemption, and transformation. This is a tremendous year of grace and repentance, Brewer says, encouraging others to step into their destiny by aligning with God's timing and purpose. Definitely check out this message. It's really powerful, and I believe it will help you in your journey and to understand the grace that God has on your life. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are your top stories of the week.